I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, speaking of baseball, Brad Baker, head coach Gustavus. And, of course, last year there was no season, and now they've resumed, and everything's in flux and up in the air. And it's just always good to talk to him about anything. Brad, thanks for joining us tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Maxie.
What was it like to resume this season? Were guys, did they get to play enough in the summer? Did they look like they had lost some of their skills? What was it like to regroup?
Well, I think it was great to regroup. I mean, kids are pretty resilient. You know, it was really good to get back, you know, out on the field and, you know, just, you know, thankful for the school. You know, I mean, the easy decision for these colleges would have been to say, you know, we're not going to have a season, and thankful that they've allowed us to play. And each day we get on the field, we're excited and we're happy to play baseball.
Do the games feel the same as they always did?
Well, yeah. I mean, the kids are really competitive. The league is really competitive. You know, there are obvious differences. Everyone's wearing masks, but. You know, it's we don't even notice them anymore. You know, we get to play, and we're just, we're happy to focus on baseball.
Yeah, you took that job over, and you're Gusty, of course, a storied past, and you took it over later in life by coach's standards, and now you've officially kind of seen it all, haven't you?
It's been an adventure. There's no question. I don't, I think we talked about this before. When I first, you know, was fortunate enough to get the opportunity, I don't think I had any idea, you know, what the job all entailed. I think I'm getting a better picture, you know, of it, in today's world. But, you know, the bottom line is we get to be with these kids who are 17 to 22 years old, and, you know, hopefully we have an impact on their lives. And it's been a blessing.
And when you say that, how do you measure yourself? What are you trying to do? What do you want them to say after 4 years, now that you've had some guys go through that cycle?
You know, I want them to look back and say it's the best decision they ever made. And not just simply baseball, but the best 4 years of their life. And, you know, that's my goal.
How hard has it been for them to enjoy what we would know as normal college life with this, particularly with some of your freshmen, and they were seniors last year and they didn't have a spring season? Have they been able to partake enough? How do you feel just as kind of a parent and an observer of what their college life has been like?
I think it's really hard. I mean, it's really hard for them to, you know, it's definitely not normal by any standards. And, you know, there are obviously many more rules, and campus life has greatly changed. But, you know, but again, hats off to these, you know, these young men and women that are going to school and playing college athletics, because, you know, I think they've really, you know, they've adjusted well. You know, they get what's going on, and I think they're going to look back. You know, we laugh about it on our baseball team. I said, you know, think about this. You guys, it's been the most amazing opportunity of your lives. I mean, how many people get to go through a pandemic?
Yep.
And get to go through all this stuff that
Yep.
you're going through. So embrace it and let's beat it. You know, that's how we look at it.
Now, some kids obviously last year lost their season and they were given that extra eligibility. And in the MIAC, that could be an expensive venture if you want to stick around and play another year of baseball. Did anybody take you up on that? Do you have any seniors that lost it last year that came back?
No, we actually only had a handful of seniors last year. My first real big recruiting class are the guys that are seniors this year. And, you know, the majority of them will graduate, but, you know, they'll have an extra year of eligibility if they want to come back next year. And I think we've got a handful that actually will.
And you guys are outside now and playing the schedule and all those things. It's business as usual, right?
Business as usual, although, you know, like I said, every day is a bit of an adventure. And, you know, we're testing, you know, twice a week. And, you know, with any positive test, you know, you could potentially get shut down. And we've had a little bit of that ourselves. You know, there have been other schools in the conference that have had to deal with it. But, you know, again, it's just the rules are the rules and you abide by them. And, you know, when you can get back on the horse, you just go.
So, I mean, does somebody call you like at 3 o'clock and say, okay, you're clear, go practice? How does it work?
Yeah, it does. I mean, the you know, like today we had rapid testing, so we know in 15 minutes. So if anybody's positive, you've got to go, you know, figure out, you know, you could do contact tracing and you figure out who's been close to whom. And, you know, it's tough. But, you know, we've had, I think, probably 3/4 of our kids have been vaccinated. And so hopefully we're getting to the end of it.
I hope Burley got, did Coach Burley get vaccinated early? That'd be my big concern.
Well, you know, seeing he's probably one of the oldest guys.
That's right. I would assume he was first in line, right?
Yeah, I actually went in. I'm 63, so I didn't qualify, you know, for the vaccination. But I went to the pharmacy and I said, I'm not sure whether I qualify or not, but I think I might because I think I'm a child care provider.
Yeah, and you are, yes. Did they buy it?
Yeah, they said they're 17 to 22 years old. I'm around them every day. I have about 50 of them. And they just laughed and they said, absolutely, you qualify.
Step in and get your shot, huh? Hey, you also, you work in downtown Minneapolis. I don't know if you've kept your offices open or not, but what has it been like in your business?
Well, the you know, officially, I've moved to the chairman role of my business, so I don't go, you know, into the office hardly at all. And, you know, it's I haven't really gone downtown, you know, much. We stay in touch. I think our business, you know, since I moved to the chairman role, the business has never operated better. So, you know, maybe they, you know, they should have done it a little bit sooner, but things have gone well down there, actually.
You know, though, but down there means, you know, you spent a good part of your life down there, and it's just not the same, Coach. I mean, you don't just walk the skyways to a restaurant and all the things that you're comfortable with. Have you had a chance to see that? I mean, and feel what's happened to Minneapolis, and have people that work for you commented on that at all? Because it's just a ghost town.
Yeah, it is. It is a ghost town, and it's tough. I mean, we sort of eased into it a little bit with the pandemic because everybody was working from home and it worked out reasonably well. And, you know, so frankly, it's probably less than 50% of the people go downtown anymore. And, you know, and I don't know that, you know, given the choice, I mean, many of them would just as soon work from home for, you know, the foreseeable future. So, but the business functions just fine that way, you know, is what we found.
And who do you got on Saturday? Who are you playing?
We've got two games. We have a doubleheader at Carlton, and then Carlton comes to our place on Sunday.
You mean it's a four-game series, or?
It's a three-game series. They, you know, the MIAC coaches, you know, especially some of the ones that have been around a while, had the foresight to say that, you know, this season might be a little bit different, you know, and they changed the playoff system so that, you know, typically just four teams make the playoffs at the end of the year.
Yep.
But understanding the potential for cancellations and COVID issues, everybody's going to be in the playoffs at the end of the year. So we actually scheduled more games. As opposed to scheduling 20, we scheduled 28 or 29.
Okay.
Knowing some would get canceled. So it's going to be a little bit different this year.
Well, Coach, always appreciate it. And if you ever get downtown and the business is open again, let's go to the Hen House.
Love to, Maxie. Thanks. Appreciate what you guys do for us.
You bet. Brad Baker doing a great job down there at Gustavus as the baseball coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.